This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Put up our Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Very simple. Who wins on Sunday, Commanders or Ravens? What do you think the early lean is, Cakes?
I'm going to say 65% earlier picking the Ravens to top the Commanders.
Bishbucks, you have a guess? Just a couple hundred votes so far.
I'm going to say it's closer to 50-50. I'm going to say 57% Commander or Ravens.
55% right now on the Ravens, 45% on the Commanders. Again, you can vote at Junks Radio. Also put it up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio.
I don't know
Radio.
If it's 50-50 behind the glass.
No. Drab always pick against the Skins. That's just
okay.
The MO.
So Valdez, obviously,
and then
Ravens.
Mike, Valdez pick Ravens, yeah.
Mike Moore. I know he's picking the
He's picking the Skins. Yeah. You don't even need to poll these guys. Yeah.
So you just predicted it. I don't know. I mean, I knew Valdez obviously would pick Ravens and Moore. I didn't know where Drab would
swerve.
You think he could?
I think you got Mike Marr and Drab for sure.
All right.
Probably with Valdez, but he could do the swerve and take the Commanders.
Oh, I don't think that's happening. That's bad for his brand.
Are you going to do an emotional
You do a bong hit this morning, JP? There's no chance.
Just all week you've been mad at Commanders fans being tepid.
I am.
And you're saying they're the hottest team in the NFL.
The
so
team.
If you stuck with all of your bravado all week,
they are the hottest team. But you know what?
Well, they're not the hottest team because they have a loss. There's two teams that don't have losses.
That's what I said, and he argued against that, too.
The style points. That's why they're the hottest team. But this is Commanders fans' measuring stick game. Mm-hmm. This is their Super Bowl. This is our Week 6.
I don't think it's my Super Bowl.
I do like how you're
Super
framing
Bowl.
It.
No. But the Ravens play in about six game of the years every
right,
year.
Right.
So this is old hat.
Sure.
Okay.
You guys have been there, done that. This
been
is
there,
kind of
been
new
there,
territory
that.
For the Commanders.
Yeah.
Do you think that
Understood.
They might sun them?
What do you mean, son him?
You never hear that phrase, the son him, like the daddy and the son, that the Ravens will son him?
Oh.
You mean
man,
like
maybe.
Dog I mean, walk?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Sure.
Dog walk?
Pwn him.
I mean, it's very
Pwn
possible.
Very
good.
Possible. But here's the problem. The problem is that Commanders fans have no skin in the game,
mm-hmm.
right? This is their shot with the big boys. This is their measuring stick game. This is to prove to everyone around the league that you know they're for real, take us for real. But if they lose, if they get dog walked, then it's we still have Jaden, everything's good, everything's kumbaya.
Nobody expects
there's
to
no
win this
there's
game.
No repercussion for losing,
right?
Well, what do you mean you're supposed to feel terrible? I mean, well,
yeah, you should feel terrible. This is the game has a lot of hype.
Yeah, but here's the difference, Valdez.
Game,
well, no, here's the difference, Valdez, is they were a 4-win team last year. So if they were a contender last year, who already had Jaden, and then they were facing the Ravens, and then you got dog walk, to use your term, then you'd be like, ugh, we're still not good enough. But this is a free roll, in essence, because there weren't these expectations to start off 4-1.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I don't feel like this game should feel like a free roll if you lose. I feel like your expectations should change right now.
Well, I think the skeptics will come out if they don't look good. Playing a good team and they don't.
Well, that happens every week. The skeptics.
But I'm saying there's no skeptics now. You know what I mean? Like, so if you play a really good team and you get blown out or you look bad, you're going, oh, okay, well, they were just beating bad teams.
I told Valdez, and I think I do believe this, that I'd rather Jaden play great and lose than Jaden play awful and then set some sort of like new low.
And they win?
Yeah.
Hold on. You'd rather your team
I couldn't understand
that's
that.
Bizarre.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know
sense.
It's bizarre.
That is bizarre behavior.
And maybe I don't think that, but that's what I think.
Because, no,
honestly, because I want that ceiling to keep just rising.
I know, but it's a team
Jaden.
Game. You want your
it
team to win.
It is a team game, but it honestly, this game doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything.
I don't understand that. You're 4-1, and you can
game.
Win the division.
I still think we can win the division. Even if we lose the Ravens, it will have no impact.
You
it will
know,
have no impact on us winning the division.
That I well, just do you, I mean? Can't understand
you
know? That.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know? You'd be
How
5-1.
How can he have? This is just right, a regular season week 6 game, and I can't.
If you're tied with
because the, overall the record might be yeah. good enough because of one win to win the division.
All right. I just don't think it's if, that,
if the Eagles.
That,
if the Eagles are up, are ahead in the division by one game, you're not going to lament the fact that you could have won Week 6
well,
and tied and had,
the
tiebreaker.
We lost to the Bucks, than the Ravens. To be honest with you, I mean the Ravens are a good team.
I know, but that was Week 1. I mean,
yeah, I know. I'm just telling you, I would rather Jaden keep playing well.
You know, you're not a, you're a Jaden fan. You're not a Commanders fan. You're a Jaden fan.
That's not true. I am a Jaden fan, but the Commanders' success rests with Jaden. Now, the truth is, if he plays well, we'll probably be right there.
I know,
there.
But Eric, there's 52 other guys on the roster. I mean, teams can win when their quarterback doesn't play well.
Of course.
That's what you need. You need a win.
Yeah, but I...
If they like, win 17-16 and Jaden throws a couple picks and doesn't look good...
Plays bad, makes a bad decision.
You should be happy with a win because
yeah,
there
are
the other...
Dub, because you can chalk it up to he's a rookie. He's going to have some ebbs and flows to his game.
I know, but right now... I just want
to. He doesn't want to have any doubt.
You need the train to stay on the tracks.
I need the greatness to continue.
I think you're cuckoo.
He doesn't want to chicken the armor.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Wouldn't you like to see the defense win a game for you?
I'd like to see that, but I don't think it happens.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be shocking, especially against Baltimore. Well, I mean, the defense played very well against a bad team.
I think that's going to happen against one of the lesser teams on their schedule, not the Ravens.
Look, the world is unpredictable, and the NFL is unpredictable. So wouldn't you like to see the defense hold the Ravens, which is an explosive offense, to under 20 points and win a game? That would be, awesome.
I'm not crazy. I'd also like to see a Lamborghini in my driveway.
You're living in the Twilight Zone if you think that's going to happen.
Like I said, the league is unpredictable. Yeah. Anything can happen. I'm just saying.
I think it's unlikely we'll hold them to under 20.
I think it is, too. I'm just saying there are other aspects of football. It doesn't just have to be Jaden Daniels rushing for 80 yards and throwing for 80%.
Unlike Kicks, I don't care what he rushes for. I just want him to play well.
Okay. Oh, I definitely
I know EB. This is my psychological
view.
You
know I can't convince him. It's fine.
This is my psychological
it's
view.
Pointless.
Of this.
It's pointless.
He's a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
And he always wants them to win. But he's also a big picture guy.
Right.
And big picture, he doesn't want any chinks in the armor for Jaden. He doesn't want any doubters out there. So he doesn't want Jaden on the biggest stage that he's had so far. He's already been able to shine on Monday Night Football, but now against a great opponent. A team that had the best record in the AFC last year. He doesn't want him to have a dud because then people are going to question him.
Well, I don't
and then you start to worry about the big picture.
I just don't want him to take a step backwards because our future hinges on him.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect the future. I mean, it's unavoidable. He's going to have games where he looks like a rookie.
Yeah, but JP, don't you understand people question quarterbacks all the time? People
I
question
understand
Lamar
that. I'm
Jackson.
Just telling you, you can disagree with it. I think that's why you'd be saying this.
I'm okay with you disagreeing. It's okay. Life goes on. I'm just telling you, for you, it's week 6. For me, it's kind of week 6. It's a big game, but I've always thought we were going to lose this game. Since the schedule came out.
Yeah, okay.
I said we're going to lose this
game. I think most people are in that camp.
Yeah.
The weird bit he's doing is, now he says he's going to pick the Ravens. I took a bong hit because I think he might swerve and take the Commanders. Yeah. But he's upset that you won't take the Commanders. He's upset that you agree with him.
He's a fan of the
Commanders.
He's
a fan of the team.
That's why. But I'm also realistic.
I know, but he's reasonable.
I'm also realistic.
Right.
I'm just being realistic. I think we can win.
Well,
do I think we can win? Yes, I think we can win.
I would argue that it's not reasonable for you to want Jaden to look good and then to possibly lose instead of him taking a slight step back and getting a win. I'd rather have the win.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. I'm not going to attack you for that.
He just thinks differently.
No, yeah. It's irritating that he doesn't care if the team loses. That's what. Right. That's the irritating part about it.
I care if they lose to certain teams.
It's okay to lose against the Ravens.
The Bucs game irritated me. I don't think they're
that
great.
Just because it was the Bucs.
It's Baker.
Right, I get
you
it.
I just don't think they're that great. You should take it as a compliment. I think your team's really, really good. I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
You'd rather win division games. You'd rather beat the Eagles, the Cowboys, and even the Giants.
Every time. More I would important. Trade it for those wins every week.
You know you're going to lose a couple games, so just chalk it up as a loss.
I don't think we're going to go 16-1.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Matt. Don't get your blood pressure up.
His blood pressure's up.
You just can't. Don't get the blood pressure up. It's Friday.
He doesn't like my gambling style.
He doesn't like that you're agreeing with him.
No, The entire week, everyone was been all shucks about this game. I've been trying to get Eric hyped about it.
I'm super. I can't wait to see it.
I know. Now there's no ramification if the team loses. Everything is just hunky dory.
It's a little bit of a free roll for me. Yes.
No. There's ramifications. There's ramifications if the team loses and JD does not play well.
Yeah. If JD plays terrible, where the ramifications. Maybe JD has some big flaw that we haven't seen yet. It comes out.
I told you that's my psychological view. You're worried about it.
I don't think so. I actually think he's going to be fine.
I know, but I don't want
all of a sudden to go, oh man, I didn't see that flaw in his game.
Right. Then you have to battle with people on Twitter for a whole week.
Well, it's not even the battle. Look, at the end of the day, I just want to have a 10-year run.
Sure.
I don't want any chinks.
All of us want that for him.
I don't want any chinks in the 10-year run.
I told you I knew him. It's exactly it. He's thinking big picture.
I'm thinking
he doesn't
big
want
picture.
The doubters.
I'll tap the brakes. How can you think big picture on the Commanders? But every time we talk about the Wizards rebuild, all you care about is if they have 15 or 18
because
wins
we're
in the
on,
next season.
We're on year 29 of the Wizards rebuild.
No, we're not. We're in year 2 of the Wizards rebuild.
Not really.
We're in year 2.
Not really.
For 30 years, they're spinning the wheels, and they finally.
It was a rebuild when they drafted Johnny Davis.
No, it has not been a rebuild for 30 years. That's not the case.
That's not true.
It's not.
For me, it hasn't.
What year rebuild are we of the Commanders? About the same.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the difference?
We got our guy. Now we got our guy. Now it's starting to turn around.
Wiz might have two other guys, Bilal and Alex Saar.
You can't say that with a straight face.
The face is as straight as it can be.
The Bilal.
My guy.
I don't believe in Bilal like you do.
Trey Lance is also my guy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I miss on my guy.
You see the silly Bilal line in game 2 of the preseason?
I don't care about the preseason.
I know, but it is what it is.
I am the forward thinker. I look out and I see Bilal 3 or 4 years out on the horizon.
What do you see?
I see a very solid NBA player. Who's
give me numbers.
Point, 24 years old.
Give me his numbers.
No,
4 years.
I can't project his numbers.
You just said you said you see something. So tell me what you see.
It's kind of fuzzy out on the horizon, but I see something.
I see a solid player. Sure.
Yeah. He wasn't the number one pick. He was the number 7 pick. Anyway, we got sidetracked. I need you to commit to the Wizards rebuild.
I don't see that. I don't see the end in sight.
Which is in year 2.
I don't see the end. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel
Poop
for the Wiz.
For Coop.
I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That brings you some light.
That's our goal.
Yeah. They missed on Wemby by, what, one number?
Maybe Cooper Flagg, if we get him here, he's what Jaden Daniels is to the Commanders, he is to the Wizards.
Okay.
Maybe.
I mean,
I'm just grasping.
Like I said, I know you. The reason why you said that it upsets Valdez is you don't want to see any doubt. Maybe you don't care about the national people, but you don't want to have your own personal doubt on Jaden Daniels. Like, if he comes in here and he throws 3 or 4 interceptions, fumbles a lot, the defense does something different, you don't want to go, oh, maybe.
He's been exposed and he's not what I think he is.
Right. So that's why it's bigger to you, the Jaden Daniels thing, than the individual win, because you know that Jaden Daniels.
Even if Jaden Daniels goes out and bombs against the Ravens, say he has the worst game you've ever seen as a rookie. It's not going to make you think that he's not going to be a great quarterback long term, is it?
It's possible.
It's just a
depend. I doubt it.
Rookies have setbacks.
I doubt
it. Every rookie's going to have a setback.
MVPs have setbacks.
Right.
I know, but he's maybe worried deep down, worried that I brought up Marcus Mariota's rookie season.
I'm not worried he's Marcus Mariota.
Well, if you looked at Marcus Mariota's first 4 or 5 games, you'd been like, damn, this guy's going to take over the league. He's unbelievable. He's a dual threat guy. He's got 8 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, and all that sort of thing. And then eventually he got exposed.
Turns out he was a fraud who's inaccurate, and it's just now a career journeyman.
He doesn't want to have any doubt.
He doesn't want to have any questions.
Okay, well, then you're expecting perfection every single week,
and you're not
going to get that.
I'm not expecting perfection. When he threw his interception, I didn't even blink.
Right.
Didn't even blink.
I blinked a little bit because it wasn't a great – I mean, he was forcing the ball in kind of in a tight window.
I know,
but
that's
it happens.
I know, it's a game. I just don't want to see fatal flaws where I have to question myself, is he really the guy? I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm pretty sure he is, too.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but you've already declared him the guy.
Yeah, correct. I don't want to be wrong a week later.
He declared
even the guy, too.
Even
the greats have duds. Josh Allen was 9 for 30 last week against the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
He's considered one of the top quarterbacks in the entire league.
I agree. Sam Howell the guy last year.
Why don't you
and
just
then the second half of the
fan.
Season
you're just,
happened.
You're so vociferous for him.
I don't know. Again, I'm vulnerable.
He drafted him in fantasy.
I'm a vulnerable
steep down. That's what it is.
It does come down.
I got him in the 13th round too. It's steal.
Hey, that's
steal,
what it comes down to.
Steal for Valdez. It's
like
just
I know
week
your
six.
Psychology. I know yeah, his psychology. Sure.
For
deep
me,
down,
it's just week
fantasy.
Six.
Right.
It's a tough game for us. I would love to win.
All right, we'll take some calls later in the show who you think is going to win, but you can vote at Junks Radio or on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page. You had some baseball playoffs going on. I don't know, EB was even talking WNBA when he came in, some crazy shot. So we'll get into the sports page next here on the Junkies.